Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, leadership at USDA's Farm Service Agency has responded to a request from the National Bison Association to find a new path for relief for bison producers affected by mycoplasma infection and mortality. Of course, in previous years, FSA considered mycoplasma to be a secondary infection in bison, which prevented producers from qualifying for reimbursement for death losses under the agency's livestock indemnity program. But FSA is now working to reconsider that decision. And at the FSA's request, the Center of Excellence for Bison Studies at South Dakota State University is providing some aggregated data to help inform that decision. FSA's Administrator Zach Ducheneau is urging impacted livestock producers to immediately notify their local FSA office either by email or by phone, followed up with an email of their death losses incurred because of mycoplasma. He says this will help to provide FSA with important evidence which documents the extent of the losses within the U.S. bison industry. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.